Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. So thrilled you're with us today, as I am every day. And, you know, we get to really have insights with this program, and we have these brief conversations, sometimes not long enough, in my opinion, but we get little tastes of so many different subjects. And I think today our first subject is really fascinating to me. We have all watched, as a country, Bill O'Reilly's firing and at Fox News. And we also saw that he got at least $25 million as a payoff. That's his parting gift, $25 million. Where else but in America could you be the most incompetent CEO, lawsuits galore, and walk out of a deal with that kind of money? And I just don't understand how all of this unfolds and works. But thank goodness Dr. John Oppenkar is with us, and he holds his MBA from Michigan State University and a doctorate in management, and from University of Phoenix, where he is an associate faculty member. And his book is out, and the book is called Organizational Culture, Force Fierce as Fire. And you're president and CEO of Boardroom Partners and the Ethical Intelligence Research Center. And welcome. It's a pleasure, Doctor, to have you with us.
Pleasure being on your show with you today.
So how is this culture of incompetency? We see this time and time again. It goes on and on and on. New York Times reports that if Yahoo sells its internet business to Verizon, its unsuccessful CEO will be unbelievably compensated.
Those always do raise questions from the outside, don't they?
Yeah.
I take a look at this from the point of view of specifically what we're talking about here are two different subjects. One is the idea of the golden parachute, where you bring somebody in specifically to help turn an organization around. That's a different story from an organization that gets in trouble, and yet the top executives are given large payments just to leave. The first one is what we call a golden parachute. And you have to ask, what is a parachute? And it's a device for jumping out of a plane. Now, some people jump out of good planes just to have fun. Others jump out of planes because the plane has ceased functioning and it's going to crash. So if you look at specific situations, for example, Yahoo. Marissa Meyer came into Yahoo when they were in trouble. I think they've been in trouble for quite a long time, just in my opinion.
Yes.
And she was a superstar. I mean, she had a fantastic reputation. She had done great things in her career, and it looked like she was the person to do this job. And then she takes a look at Yahoo and says, well, you know, I don't know about this plane, using the continuing with the metaphor. I don't know about this plane. It looks like it's okay, but it may not make it. So before I jump into this situation, I want to have an agreement that is, if for some reason it doesn't work out, I'm going to be highly compensated for what I do. And it looks like in the case of Yahoo, if that deal goes through, she will be compensated well, but so will the shareholders. Because of the Yahoo price of where it is based on where it was when she started, it looks like everybody's going to win in that deal. But that's not always the case. Sometimes a person brought in to turn the situation around, they actually make it worse, and they're fired, but they still get a big payout because in order to entice them to come in, you had to give them a contract. All of this is contractual.
But is it ethical? Is it ethical?
That's a good question, isn't it? It's legal, but it's not necessarily ethically intelligent. My research over the last 5 or 6 years has been based in the area of ethical intelligence, and cultural, organizational culture is a subset of that. And you have to look at the relationships in the situation to determine whether it is ethically intelligent or not. And in the case of Marissa Meyer, it may be, because the shareholders in that case are going to come out as well as you could expect given this, the status of the company when she came in. Now, you can argue with the amount they agreed to pay her, but that was that's a legal agreement. And I'll let everybody decide whether that's ethical or not. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's not. When someone comes in and lays off half the workforce, that may be ethical because that may be the only way the company can succeed.
Mm-hmm. It's such a fine line, though. If you had a teacher in school that performed beyond and above the expectations, and every student goes on to college, and that teacher does not get compensated because of the results of the students, of what happens to those kids. That's not part of the equation. I just find that, and I understand it's different in business, but it's so, I just find when we have these salaries that are so out of whack, and when you look at how Bill O'Reilly got compensated, it's crazy. And there's so many heads that have been flying at Fox, and they've been paying out millions of dollars.
Well, not having a dog in that fight, I would have to say that just looking at his performance while he was there, you'd have to say his performance has been pretty good. I mean, he had the highest rated show in cable for
absolutely
years.
Absolutely.
But
that doesn't equate the fact that there were so many complaints, sexual harassment complaints for years and years, and stuffed under the table allegedly. And so we have a story that we don't know all the facts today. We just know that everybody has settled, but there was a lot going on there. And Megyn Kelly is another example of someone who, she was just given a huge salary from NBC to be on staff and to host their Today Show property. These salaries are just so out of whack, in my opinion. And I don't think they're ethical. I don't think it's fair that hardworking men and women are not being given the salaries that they should be given. The inequality, and this is a democracy, and I understand that it's not a socialized country, but the inequalities upsets me, that's all. I just find it crazy that teachers don't make enough money.
Well, you're talking my language there.
As you know, yes, yes, yes.
Well, you get back to teachers. Most people don't go into teaching because they're going to make big money. When I left corporate America 13 years ago to go into higher education, that wasn't my motivation. I went in to help people, to help change lives for the better. But I do believe that going back to what you were talking about, if we could introduce incentive performance payments for teachers, I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
If you were judged on the basis of how well your students are doing, I think we would have a much better educational outcome for everyone.
Right, right. I think you're absolutely right. This is a fascinating subject. And give everybody all the information of how they can reach you and your website and all that good stuff, please.
Okay. You can join in the discussion at my website. It's drethics.com. It's doctor spelled out. My book is available on the website, and my books, I should say, are available on the website and at amazon.com in physical form and ebook format.
Awesome. Thanks so much. We've got to run, Doctor, and we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs, LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano-silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano-silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Hey there! Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and it is Biz Talk Radio. That's biztalkradio.com, and we are now joined by someone who understands the importance. You know, we all talk about eating right and how important it is to eat a good meal and all those things, but my next guest takes it one step further. She's done the research, and she's compiled a book that has a fancy title. It's called The Orthomolecular Guide to Nutrition. And joining us today is Helen Saul Case. And Helen's been writing about women's issues and about nutrition for many years and grew up with the daughter of one of my regular guests and someone who I just absolutely adore. And the information he gives us, and that's Dr. Andy Saul, DrYourself.com. So Helen grew up without antibiotics. She grew up taking mega doses of vitamin C. She grew up eating and drinking healthy foods, including carrot juice, and she's doing this for her kids as well. And Helen, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
And congratulations on the new book. So tell us what this title means. It's a big title.
Yes, it is. That word orthomolecular can sometimes throw people off, but what orthomolecular means is that you're using the right molecules, in other words, nutrition, to help prevent and cure disease. So orthomolecular medicine is nutritional medicine. It's the practice of using nutrients that are normal and familiar to the body to prevent and cure illness. And two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling, he came up with this name, orthomolecular, in the first place, and it's about helping the body heal with substances that are already natural to it. The fact is that there's not a single cell in your body that's made out of a drug. They are all made out of nutrients. So what this basically means, orthomolecular nutrition for everyone, this book, it's talking about how you can eat right and take your vitamins in optimal doses to feel your very best and not only to prevent disease, but to treat any problems that may arise in the future.
Helen, we live in a society, unfortunately, where it's fast food nation. You are bringing your children up. You have a little boy and a little girl, 4 and 6, and you're bringing them up to eat healthy foods. They're not eating junk food every day. They're not eating pizza. They're not eating fake chicken McNuggets, whatever they are, whatever those nuggets are with chicken that are really not chicken, everybody, by the way, FYI. Just not. They're containing a lot of other ingredients, including, in some instances, wood chips. I'm not telling any tales out of school. It's the truth. So we know that kids are under tremendous peer pressure, even young little kids. So how do you succeed giving your kids healthy foods and letting them taste them and be a part of it and enjoying them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I do have to make one correction. You said that they don't eat pizza. Well, you know what? They do. But here's one of the rules about good eating is that you can't all the time, especially when you have children. I want to emphasize that, yes, we eat a very healthy diet. We eat a plant-based diet. That means about two-thirds of their diet, I'd say at least, is fruits and vegetables. They also enjoy organic grass-fed meats, although we don't have that very often. It's rather expensive. They eat beans, healthy fats, drink plenty of water. We make sure they exercise outside and have a low-sugar diet. And all these things are very important. But one thing that happens with little ones is you'll find you can't hold out on all things. So, yes, right. We do have pizza, but the way we do it is a little different. We make it ourselves. We make our own dough, mm-hmm. and we buy organic cheese, and we make our own sauce, and we find toppings that are free, like, for instance, pepperoni that is organic and free of nitrates and preservatives. And this way, the kids can still enjoy a treat once in a while, but they're not having this all the time. And that's the problem that we see a lot with children right now, is that they're eating this way all the time. So how do you do it? You make sure that there's no junk in the house. And this is easier said than done, for sure, especially if mom and dad enjoy eating things that may not be good for them. But modeling the good behavior for your children, eating the good food yourself, and the kids will eat it too. You know, I can tell you this, just the other night, my children and I and my husband, we all sat down and we all had a salad for dinner. Now, this is the first time that we've done this. You know, as you heard, my kids are 4 and 6, and our 4-year-old actually does enjoy salad, but this is the first time I got the whole family to do it together. But we also do fresh raw vegetable juicing every single day, actually, right now. We try to do it 2 to 3 times a week, and that's another way to get the vegetables in, and kids love it. We started my daughter when she was just 9 months old. So she started drinking fresh, raw, homemade veggie juice right out of her sippy cup. You start them young, keep it interesting, and keep it tasty, and let them help prepare the food.
Helen, this is such important information, what you're sharing. And even if people can make a few changes in their kids' life, just a few, I know that we had Dr. Furman on the other day who said that this is poison. You know, the donuts are poison. The hamburgers are poison. You're feeding your kids poison. He was very adamant, very passionate about how he feels about it. But I think that there has to be a way. For example, I can't live my life without brownies. I just can't. But I cannot have gluten, and I can't have sugar. I choose not to have that in my life today because of the genes I was born with. So I practice something called epigenetics, and so I really change the way my genes are expressed. So I found a way to make brownies using whole foods, nutrient-dense seeds, and you would never know when you tasted my brownie that it was anything other than pure deliciousness, because my taste buds want chocolate and they want good food. I make truffles without sugar, Helen, without sugar.
Wonderful.
They're very rich. You're not going to eat one every day, and you're not going to eat 2 or 3 at a time. Just a little bit really satisfies you. But there are ways to go about it, and I love that you are sharing and writing about this in your new book, The Orthomolecular Guide to Nutrition. And tell us some of the experts that you have quoted and that you work with in the book.
Yes, and Frankie, I agree with you so much. You know, if you don't make the good food tasty, nobody's going to eat it. And for example, when we had those salads, we make sure that we put dressing on them. Now, a dietitian might cringe, but the fact is, if it gets it down, that's what we do. The book, Orthomolecular Nutrition for Everyone, yes, it has experts, over 30 of them.
Perfect.
And
Helen,
included.
This is an ongoing conversation. We will have Helen back because this is too important for just one segment. And Helen, thank you so much. Congratulations on the new book. HelenSaulCase.com, and we'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
am so glad we ate before we got on the plane.
Oh, me too. Would you like some gum or mints?
What kind do you have?
Spry gum and mints, made with xylitol from the folks at Clear. Both refreshing and good for you. Perfect for when it's not possible to brush your teeth.
Oh, like right now on the plane?
Exactly. You know, bacteria can't break down xylitol, which leads to better dental health. I love it. My teeth feel squeaky clean and my breath is so fresh.
That's great. Give me some. Oh, I wish we could find something to help with the dry air on this plane, too.
Well, Clear makes an all-natural xylitol spray for your nose and sinuses that soothes and moisturizes while not being addictive or harsh. Perfect for airplane travel.
Wow, Clear products really do all that?
Yes, they do. It's the xylitol in them. My whole family uses Clear xylitol products when we travel.
Where can I get them?
You can find Clear and Spry at your favorite health food stores. You know, like Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and Sprouts.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, and you all know that the amount of stress that each and every one of us goes through in a day, whether it be a student getting ready for exams or a CPA during tax season or just traveling today. Oh my gosh, the stresses. You know, I just experienced it. I went from terminal A and I had to be terminal E and I had to be to terminal A for an international flight, and they gave me the wrong info over the phone, and you know, it just goes on and on and on. How do you deal with it? How do you go from stressed to strong? Well, that's exactly what Lori A. Watkins has written about in her new book, Go From Stressed to Strong, Health and Fitness Advice from High Achievers. And Lori, you were involved in some very high-level campaigns, and so you know more than anyone else about this stressed to strong. And tell us a little bit about the new book, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Frankie. Thank you so much for having me on your program. Yes, I was a little overweight, worn out, had gray hair, bad complexion, and that was how I felt after helping Barack Obama get elected president. I kept pushing myself during the campaign, yeah, working around the clock, fueling myself just on coffee and sugar. And then finally I hit a wall, and I decided I need to commit to a total life reset. And I developed tips and tools on how to do that, and I put a book together that reveals how I rebounded from burnout and got serious about taking charge of my health.
What was the first difference, the first changes that you started to make in your routine?
The first changes that I started to make were to work out. So physical fitness is how I started, and I just got started. I went to a free class, a CrossFit class, with a colleague that asked me to attend, and sometimes that's how it starts for people, is having that friend or person invite you. And I went, and it was extremely hard and challenging, and that's how I started my reset, was through physical fitness. And really, after that, what followed was my sleeping patterns, my diet, how I managed my time, and all of those other components that I talk about in the book.
So for people that are saying, you know, it sounds great going to a CrossFit, but I don't have the time or the finances, sure, I just can't do it right now, talk about other tools that you have for us.
Sure. So in the book, I share tips for active nudging, as I call it, that will have positive impacts on long-term health. So I ask people to just get started. So for many people, starting an exercise program is the hardest part, like you just mentioned. So often fear of failure or simply fear of the unknown holds people back. But once you start to do something, I can assure you that each step will become easier than the first one. So start a routine first thing in the morning, because as we all know, we have busy schedules. A host of different things can come up to thwart your plans for the day, and the first thing that people cancel are their workouts. And mate your workout with your job. Don't choose something that's not conducive to your schedule, because if you fail, you're just going to feel guilty, and it's not going to help your motivation.
Yeah.
Avoid the
yeah.
guilt. People take on too much, especially working parents. They often feel that putting exercise above spending time with their family is not the priority, so don't let this happen to you. And then lastly, just make your workout a priority, your routine. It's got to be a priority, because this time is sacred time. So if you keep it at the top of your to-do list, try scheduling in your planner or your smartphone. You're going to be less likely to knock that off, and mm-hmm. Make sure you complete that during the day.
You have the 80-20 rule, and I love that rule. So tell us what it is.
Sure. So I encourage people to embrace healthy eating as a way of life. And for me, I follow an 80-20 rule of eating either paleo or a Whole30 80% of the time. And I leave room for the occasional, you know, treat, sweet, whatever you want to do to, or, you know, treat yourself to. For me, if I'm going to eat something that's considered bad for me because it has sugar or something in it, then I'm going to go all the way. And I mean, I'm not going to have a tasty cake or some processed type food. I'm going to have a real cannoli and I'm not going to feel bad about it, because 80% of the time I eat and work out and do what I'm supposed to do to make myself the healthiest, happiest that I can be. And so I let go of that guilt. I have complete, total food freedom over what I do during the day because I work so hard 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm. We were just talking the other day on the show about yoga and how we now understand the power of yoga, and exercise gurus are now seeing the importance of doing yoga.
Sure. I recommend doing yoga as well as a part of your health regimen. You know, don't get all twisted into knots over how you could possibly master all the poses. Everybody who starts out sometimes feels that they're not going to be good enough, or they're not going to know what to do, or that it might be too hippy-dippy for them. But that's not what yoga is about. It's about centering yourself, letting go of all of the other distractions and things that are really not that significant in your day, and focusing on your breathing, your postures, yourself. And it really allows you to focus on what's most important throughout your day. And there are over 200 styles of yoga. So there's a style for everybody. And there's so many apps that you can pull up either on a tablet or your Apple TV or Roku or whatever it is and do from home, so you don't have to feel intimidated or shy to go to a yoga class.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I love that. And you say get a manicure.
Yes, ma'am. So during the campaign, a girlfriend of mine, we were at a pretty high level on the campaign. For us, our stress relief, and we would still be working while we did this, was to go and take care of our hands and feet, because it was a way to relieve stress, but we were also working amongst VIPs and high-level people that not just ourselves, we wanted to look and feel good, but they were expecting us to be on point as well. And so what we did was we would take our laptops, our phones with us, and we'd head to the manicure, you know, salon, and we'd give ourselves 2 hours every month. We try to fit in twice a month. Sometimes that wouldn't work. But it shows that we were paying attention to ourselves, details, feeling good about ourselves, and it was a way for us to, we were forced during the manicure to let go of our phones or devices and not touch anything.
Right.
For women and men out there that go, sometimes the hardest part is letting your nails dry, right? But it shows you that we are all too consumed with other things, that we need to allow ourselves that break.
Absolutely. And I think that it, when you look at your toes that are well manicured, and even if you don't put polish, but just looking at them being trimmed, and first of all, it's very important for walking that your toenails are trimmed and that you don't get ingrowns, and for men and women. So it's really important to have your feet, the bottom of your feet, the calloused part of your feet taken off. It's a really important little, I love this little tip, and it's really important. And then I love the fact that when you look at your hands, and, you know, for me, if it's a chipped nail or something, it just, you know, it doesn't make you look good. And you don't feel so great either.
No, I believe in the saying, a manicured hand is a manicured life. Because, as I said, if you put care and attention into detail, just into your hands or feet, which are very important, not just you, but other people will notice that as well.
Yes.
And they're a great way to take a break from your busy life. They relieve tension from work and allows you to really enjoy some me time.
You also talk about meditation, which, of course, is so important for our brains. Even if it's just, they say, even 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes, which everybody has 5 minutes to do a quick meditation.
Yes, and if for people that are on Instagram, I posted an Insta story very early this morning of me in the bathtub with some relaxing music, and I told people I was getting ready for this interview, and I was setting time to set my intentions. Meditation can literally change our brains, improve our capacity for decision-making, and enhance our emotional intelligence and ability to act with clarity.
Absolutely.
And
I really absolutely
wanted that today.
So let's give people an opportunity to find out more about you and the book. What's the best website, and how can people find you?
Sure. I encourage everyone to visit my website. It's www.lauriawatkins.com. So that's LauriaWatkins.com. You can find out about my book. I'm also giving away a free chapter if you're on the fence about the book. And I also have a Command Your Day mini course, which is 5 days that can run you through and get you started on living a healthier and happier life.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lori. And
you,
great information. Great information. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and live free. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. You don't have to go far to hear about the disasters that are happening all over this country. Floods are going on right now, tornadoes, and we haven't even hit hurricane season, and hurricane awareness is coming. I think we're in that crunch time right now. So what can you and your family do to prepare for severe weather events that are unfortunately becoming more consistent and frequent in our country? Joining us today is Art Aiello, and he's a generator expert who began his career with really finding out how this concept works, and he helped to grow his company and to where it is today. And Art, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk about when you first got into this field as a generator expert. Tell us what's happened, because I can only imagine.
Well, a lot has changed, in terms of backup power over the years. I think things in terms of emergency power, a lot of the options have become certainly more cost-effective for folks over the years, and the options have grown. I think that, you know, back in the day, it used to be that if you wanted emergency power, you pretty much were limited to a portable generator that you could buy at a home center, and those are still excellent sources of backup power. But now there are more of them, more sizes that you can choose from. And then there are also automatic home standby generator systems that are permanently installed, connected directly to your home's electrical supply, and they turn on and function automatically. So there's a spectrum now of backup power systems that exist that perhaps did not exist 25, 35 years ago. So a great deal has changed, and homeowners have a lot of options now in terms of getting backup power.
And let me tell you something. I'm a spoiled little brat when it comes to power. I just have to tell you. I'm not kidding. I'm really not kidding. I'm very fortunate because I live in a building that has one of those built in. So I never know when everyone else is losing power. We don't ever lose power here. And I've been in this apartment for 11 years, and we're you know, susceptible in Boston on the harbor. But I have to tell you that it really is so, I just can't imagine living without power. And I hear about these horror stories of people that have lost their power from a hurricane, and the power is out for weeks, and I'm thinking, I would have to pack up and leave and go someplace. I could never stay. I mean, just think about it.
Well, you know, many people do that, in terms of, and that's one of the benefits of having a backup power system, is that you don't have to leave.
Right.
When you
and think of the money you're saving. Think of the money you're saving. Yeah.
Because if you're leaving your home, you know, you're going typically to a hotel or someplace like that where you're having to, you know, pay extra to keep your family safe, where you can instead invest in a backup power system and your family will be safe at home.
So we have to mention that 2016, there were 15 named storms. Unfortunately, I wish I could say that this year there's going to be a decline, but from all of the statistics and people that do these surveys and do out the first early warnings, that's not going to happen. So we're in for another huge, huge time. And when exactly is, are we in it right now? We're in the midst of hurricane season. Didn't it just begin?
Actually, we're just in the run-up to hurricane season. So next week is hurricane preparedness week nationwide. But then June 1st through November 30th is actually hurricane season.
Okay.
And it's a very long season. So all of those named storms and whatnot that that are predicted as well as hurricanes, they have a long time to develop. And I think that what's really important is that it only takes one really severe hurricane. Like last year, it was Hurricane Matthew. It really only takes one severe hurricane to kind of turn those forecasts on their head. And that's why we encourage folks everywhere, whether they are in a hurricane area or not, to use this time of year to begin preparing for the severe storms that will be coming throughout the summer that could knock out power and could also just put their safety at risk, and be able to take the steps now when you're not in panic mode, when you are able to sit
yes.
and think about what it is that you need and do something about it well in advance.
And Art, can we just say that this emergency kit that we should all have is very important in every home. Everyone should have a hurricane kit, you know, for the family. But I have to just share with all of you out there that if you think propane kits and if you think that these little homemade devices, every year, Art, we hear about the tragic stories from them that it just didn't work, it backfired, and literally, and lives have been lost. And so we can't take what you're saying lightly. This is really important stuff.
It is. I think that, in terms of backup power, sometimes what ends up happening is with portable generators, especially, again, people get into, they get so focused on having a backup power supply that sometimes they end up using a portable generator in a dangerous way. It's important to remember that portable generators are, they're a piece of outdoor power equipment. And so
right.
they need to be operated outdoors. They need to be operated safely.
That's right, out safely.
Otherwise,
yeah.
they don't.
So you have a lot of.
Otherwise.
I'm sorry. You have a lot of great information. We're out of time. Where can people go? Give us the website that they can find out more about what you're talking about today.
www.generac.com.
And it's J-E-N.
It is
G-E-N-E-R-A-C. Perfect. Thank you so much, Art, for being with us and great information. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
There are clouds in the sky. You'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.